Here comes the True Street Bus. This bus does not exist except for those looking for the truth. The passengers ask the questions and get answers. Get on board, get your transfers.
You never know what you're gonna hear or say on the True Street Bus.
Questions and some answers. You can take a journey with us. There's so many different people you can talk to when you're riding on the True Street Bus. When you're riding on the True Street Bus. When you're riding on that old True Street Bus.
Hey man, move that car. Move that car. You see this bus coming? How you expect me to get by? Move that car out the way. My goodness. First stop, deal with the consequence. Oh, look at here. Reverend Theo, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Is that Sister Sarcasm with you?
Sure.
Yes, that's her, all right.
Come on, get on board, y'all. Have a seat.
She's walking with me today.
Have a seat.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
How was your weekend, sir?
Oh, man, it was wonderful. God is good, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
He is wonderful. He's blessing you. And if you know the Lord is blessing you, what are you going to worry about?
That guy chasing you? He waving at you? Are you waving at you? He waving at you? He's trying to catch him.
Hey, I think he might know her.
You do?
You know him?
I don't know. I can't have my glasses on to see that far.
You didn't see him? He was trying to run behind the bus. He was trying to catch up with you.
Was he doing like a rerun on what's happening?
Next stop, Higher Power Highway coming up. County Morgue, my favorite pastor. Yeah. How you doing, County Morgue?
Hey, D.D.
How are you? Doing all right. Is that Sister Sanctified with you?
I bought her today. I bought her along with me today.
You trying to drink none of that oil? I know you trying to get some of that oil from her.
You know, she promised she might give me a little oil. I don't know.
You need some of this oil. It'll set you free.
Morgan David or who
no, all it is? Kind of...
I'm sorry.
This is Jesus juice.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry.
And you can't drink.
Jesus.
All right. Praise God. He's the Lord. I'm sorry. You need a handkerchief?
No.
We're about to
doing all right. We're doing all right.
You're looking good. Come on, man.
I ain't got it this time. You know, I tried to, I was over there on 42nd Street. And, you know, have my can out and everything. But
Save it. That's money going. I ain't no money for that money. I know.
Hey, it's rough out there. It's recession. That's what's happening. So, ain't nobody got no money. So, I've been begging for about 3 weeks. I ain't got no money.
You ain't had no luck?
No. I'm telling you.
I know you got enough to get some wine, though.
Well, you know. Over there, it's as quiet as it's kept. You know, I know somebody around about the 2-3 blocks down and around the corner. Yeah,
How you doing, Sister Sarcasm? You doing okay? You kind of quiet today.
No, just letting y'all talk. I don't want to interrupt, but you never know.
You never know what?
She's good at interrupting.
Don't leave you alone.
She's good at that.
I better leave her alone before she gets started.
Yeah, you're still within arm's reach. I'm not just like,
don't hit me. I wrecked this bus. You make me wreck this bus. You hit me. Look out there. Move that car, man. Look out. It ran over you.
Oh, watch it.
Yeah, I got it. Y'all hold on now. Hold on.
Pay attention, dude.
Did you anoint this bus when you got on? Because the way he driving today, we need it.
Count them all. Give me some of your oil. You got no oil?
I got no oil.
He just got the wine.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't even got
the
that.
With the... You already driving like you done handsome.
He has a fifth in his back pocket. It looked like a bottle of oil, but it ain't.
Well, where are we going today, D.D.? Where are we heading today?
The final destination is Revolutionary Road, but we got a couple stops in between now and then.
All right.
Okay. See who else going to get on there. Oh, matter of fact, here comes a stop now. Roundabout Drive. Uh-oh. I see the college student out there.
What's going on, y'all?
College boy.
Is that brother? Is that brother?
You got your boy with
Let me see if I can get it right today. Let me see if I can get it right today. Brother, hiccup. Is that right?
No.
I got a paper
pad. Hold on, let me catch my breath. I've been running since you picked up Reverend Theo and Sarcasm.
I got a paper bag.
I was waving my hand and
you
picked
it.
That's what I told you. That's what I told you. Somebody was running behind the bus.
I don't know who that is. She didn't even know you.
I thought it was Hussein Bolt.
Oh, BD, I thought you was going to stop when I was waving. I was yelling, BD.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that was you. I asked Sister Sarcasm who it was. She said, I don't have my glasses.
I got to catch my breath. Hold on.
Whew. I'm glad. Whew.
Hold on. Let me see. Whew. What's that smell? County Moore, you ain't got to smell like a County Moore.
Don't you stop, boy. I saw you.
Let me go to the back of the bus.
I saw you. I can't keep going.
You got the whole bus right.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
What's up, baby?
Welcome again. Welcome again.
Oh, thank you.
Sister Sarcasm, come to your seat. I got some Lysol spray over here. You better spray it first, County Moore, a little bit, please, here.
That ain't going to help.
Here, I got some.
You got some of the... Oh, okay. That ain't the oil now.
It got a little oil in there. It's my own concoction.
I got some deodorant in my bag.
You can give me some lemon. Lemon is good. That's natural.
I thought this was going to help. Street rust. I thought this was the truth.
We're telling the truth.
You're right, brother. You're right. You're telling the truth.
You should have left all y'all on the stop.
And so was some soap and water.
We love you. With agape love, we love you.
Oh, then who got the $5 deal on me?
Uh-oh.
I ain't got that.
You know you can't promise.
You don't forget that all the time. You don't forget nothing to it.
Except did he pay you your $5?
Exactly. I was just going to say he forget it if he owed you.
That's my boy, though. Not anymore.
Yeah, we all right. We all right. We've been all right for a long time.
Long way, boy. I knew him before he's counting more.
What was it in?
He was just playing old Raymond.
Oh.
Raymond, the good singing Raymond. Yeah.
Had me a reputation.
Yeah, we heard
last week your reputation.
Yeah,
a reputation.
You had
a reputation.
That's why you on the
you
bus.
You had a reputation, all right. See,
but the Lord is merciful. Is reputation.
The Lord is merciful. He's showing me some mercy. Grace and mercy.
Mercy and grace.
I give you an amen for that one.
Amen.
Here we go.
Thank you, Lord.
Bishop or pastor, minister, reverend.
Did you hear that? Oh, there we go with the Lord again. Yes, there we go with the Lord again. You know he loves you. He loves all of us.
See you back on this bus again this week.
You're back on the bus. You want to be on this bus? Oh, you missed it.
We growing on you like a warthog.
Is that why you were running so hard to catch the bus?
I guess. Said from last week.
I don't have to go to the gym tomorrow, though. Got my exercise running 5 blocks to get to
this.
That wasn't on purpose. I didn't know it was you, brother. I'd have picked you up if I'd have known it was you.
I don't believe you.
I would have picked you up. You know, I wouldn't have left you running like that. I thought somebody trying to chase Sister Sarcasm down. Well, you was waving. I saw you flinging your hands.
They wanted me for all my beauty.
Yeah.
Too bad it ended up being him.
You love me. She loves you. That's love. That's true love.
How was your week at college, man?
It was good. You know, a lot of stuff going on. Remember when you know, last week you was on the bus, you had some concerns that, you know, maybe we should adjust or, you know, kind of see where you're at. How are you feeling? You seem a little winded. I see that was from the 90 you hit in 5 seconds, you know, Usain Bolting out there. It's kind of hot. It's like 101 degrees out there. I'm pretty sure you're sweating. Sister Sanctify probably got a little towel for you, wipe that that forehead for you.
I got something for him, all right.
You leave me alone.
Throw some oil on it, stop the sweat from dripping down your eyeballs.
No. She'll give you the word of God to answer your question. I'm a little bit better this week.
I'm happy to see all of you. I did read the book of Genesis. I am still confused. I still don't believe in what you believe, but I'm willing to listen. And that's where I'm gonna leave it. Let's change that subject. And what are you studying, young man?
Right now I'm studying what's happening in the world right now. We're looking at, you know, what's really going on. We're seeing now that people are upset with the way things are going. People are being turned against each other. I know in the Bible there's some things that show love for one another. And I know last week we showed you love. So I kind of want to see what, you know, what we could teach you about love. Maybe that'll help you with what you experienced with losing your family. It's all about love. Everyone that's on the bus right now is all about love.
Don't worry about being confused.
You know what I love?
Go.
I love me some fried catfish.
Yo.
See there?
That's confused. What I'm talking about.
Oh, man. See, man. We don't do fish.
So you are. Are we going to your house after we done?
No. Oh, I see how it is.
I'm going over there because she didn't pull the Bible out.
And we'll be right back after these messages on the Truth Street Bus.
Call Leviathan Associates for all your legal needs at 1-800-500-7047. If you have an auto accident and want someone that cares about you, call Leviathan Associates at 1-800-500-7047. They have been serving Southern California for over 35 years and will refer you to an attorney that will work hard to get you the very best results. Leviathan Associates, they care about you.
Hello, Southern California. My name is Arthur Levias, President and CEO of Levias & Associates. My promise to you is that we will continue to give you the very best service possible and refer you to an attorney that will fight hard to get the very best results for you. Levias & Associates for all your legal needs, auto accidents, slip and falls, workers' compensation, criminal cases, family law, whatever your legal need may be, call Levias & Associates, 1-800-500-7047. 1-800-500-7047. We care about you.
There is only one place to go for low prices and a great selection of pre-owned cars for sale. That's Valley Auto Center on K and Sierra Highway in Lancaster.
99 vehicles for $9,999 or less, and with Valley Auto Center's guaranteed credit approvals, you won't be turned down. Financing is as easy as asking for credit.
Come on in to Valley Auto Center any day of the week to see a great selection of pre-owned cars.
99 vehicles for $9,999 or less. And all cars come with a free Carfax and a dealer's warranty.
Easy credit, easy payment programs, low affordable prices, and a great selection of pre-owned cars.
Call Valley Auto Center for an appointment, 661-951-1100. That's 661-951-1100.
Valley Auto Center, located on K and Sierra Highway in Lancaster.
Under the theme, Walk in Your Spiritual Authority, the Agape Community Church Senior Pastor Bishop Dr. Todd presents its third annual Women's Conference and Agape Women's Day program on August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Friday, August 3rd at 5 p.m. It's fun night and registration. Registration continues on Saturday, August 4th at 8 a.m. and you can pick up your conference materials, eat a continental breakfast, and go to workshops on knowing your enemy, understanding the power of prayer, a woman's integrity, and the power of praise. Plus, enjoy lunch and a vendor's expo later in the day. Sunday, August 5th at 8 a.m. and the 11 a.m. worship services, Reverend Rebecca Nivens, Executive Pastor of the Evangelistic Missionary Baptist Church of Port Hueneme, California, will be the guest speaker. Ladies, we invite you to bring a friend with you. Tickets for the third annual Women's Conference on Friday and Saturday are only $20. Get your tickets by calling 661-618-9807. That's 661-618-9807. The Agape Community Church is located at 1722 East Lancaster Boulevard in Lancaster.
You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
The Truth Street Bus is sponsored in part by Todd Carter Productions Incorporated, the Agape Community Church, Bishop's Mobile Tax Service in Palmdale, and Ivanka's Farabee's Insurance. To get your taxes prepared at your home or office, call Bishop's Mobile Tax Service at 661-965-6943. That's 661-965-6943. For all your insurance needs, call Ivanka Farabee's Insurance at 661-949-1912. That's 661-949-1912. Now here is the Truth Street Bus.
What I was trying to say is, after we talked about fish for a minute here, is I just wanted to see, you know, get everyone's take, you know, even yours as being an atheist, and, you know, you, Reverend Theo, as being, you know, the Reverend on the bus, and Sister Sanctified also, please, is what's going on with everyone. You know, we have people versus people out there right now. You have people versus government. Something that might help with getting, you know, Hawkeye, his truth would be something that would be deep inside of his heart. What do you think at this point, where we're at? You know, what's something that would also help him in his walk with helping everyone else also that's already on the bus?
Well, let me see if I can put a little twist into it.
Okay.
There's a story of a gentleman who had his son was really sick. And he was sick to death. And they probably told him to the fact that you better take this little boy home because he's mine. You imagine how he felt, and I felt, and I understand you feel the same way. And he reached out to God and he says, if you are the man you say you are, that everybody's talking about you so much, that you're such a wonderful man. If you are the God that you say you are, you heal my son. And if you heal my son, I'll do whatever you want. You didn't have that at that time to say that. But I hope you understand what that means. That man reached out to God himself. He reached out to him. And maybe you need to reach out to him and say, I don't know why you did this. I don't know why you did what you did to my family. But I'm in a place where I need your help. If everybody's saying you're such a good man, I need your help. I need you to help me get over this. So my advice to you is talk to the man. Go to the source. The monk can't come to Muhammad, let Muhammad go up to the mountain, right?
Is that Muhammad Ali?
The 1-2.
Well, I want to know, you talking about the government. I want to know when they're going to start handing out them checks. Yeah. Looks like they holding.
Are you looking? Are you looking for
reparations, sir?
Reparations? You looking for your 40 acres and a mule?
A mule? Two mules?
No, well, I don't need no mule. No, I don't need no 40 acres. That means I gotta work.
Alcohol out of mule.
That means I had to work.
He can grow some grapes.
And there it is, current events. You just said it. You have to work. That's people's problems today. They don't want to go to work. They don't want to go out and get jobs and earn what they have. They want to take what someone else has. That's my problem with the world events today. Is thank goodness for this man in office that is trying to get it to where we can keep our stuff and not give it away to everybody. That's how I feel.
You want to make America great, people, huh?
Now you see why I said
it's getting great. It is getting great.
Why we let him run.
Now I don't agree with the foolishness and hatred that people are showing out there towards other people, because fellow man is fellow man. You don't hate on a fellow man. I don't believe that in my heart. But I believe that you work for what you have. And if you don't work, you don't have. Slow feet don't eat.
Wait. Hiccup.
Hawkeye.
I'm sorry, but are you your brother's keeper?
No.
What?
I'm my own keeper.
What?
How selfish.
How is that selfish? How is that
selfish? Help somebody. You never know when you gonna need it.
I'm supposed to help somebody who's lazy, who doesn't want to help themselves. So that's what I'm supposed to do.
Okay,
falling on hard times is one thing, but how many years you gonna be on hard times?
Hey, can I go back to that fish again? If you give a man a fish, you feed him for one day. But if you teach that man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. Maybe it's your responsibility.
He just said he don't want a fish.
Teach the man or the person who you're talking about who's not working, teach him how to do something. Give him a trade.
Stinky man just said he don't want a fish.
Oh, he'll eat the fish.
He gets on this bus asking you for money, asking this young man who's trying to pay his tuition money. He asked Holy Oil Roller over here for her money. BD, he owed BD money. And Sister Sarcasm, he keep bugging her for money, and she keep clowning him. He don't even get it.
That's all right. But the thing is, see, the government cut all them programs that we can't get no jobs no more. They used to train people back in the day for different jobs, you know, trades, and send them to on the job training, and, you know. They don't have that no more. The government holding all that money back.
So we don't make a way out of any way. We fall and say, okay, I can't.
But no, it was not, you just said it. You making a way for yourself. You ain't trying to help nobody. And that's what we need. We need some folks. We need the government to help us.
You know when I help somebody?
Heaven's Gate, next stop. Anybody getting off at Heaven's Gate? Next stop, coming up.
No, we in it for the long haul, BD.
All right.
We having a good conversation right now, BD.
But here, Hawkeye.
Thank you for getting my name right.
I can go back to Hiccup if you like.
Don't mess with me, woman.
If you don't be quiet, I'm going to bust you in your snot locker.
Hey, no fighting on this bus.
All right.
This is a nonviolent bus.
Tell that to his mouth.
Nonviolent bus.
Speak.
I used to feel the same way you felt until I was in that position. I worked for a big company who shut down in the area where I live, and I was unemployed for like 2 months shy of 2 years, and 11 months of it was without pay. And I felt that same way about people who are lazy, they don't want to find a job. But it's really hard to get a job when you don't either have a trade, a degree, or someone to help you get in that door. It's not as easy as it looks.
But you didn't want to go to school and try to get your education while you were off on that time? What did you do that was productive? That's my whole point. A lot of people don't do anything to advance themselves. They just wallow in, you know, the government's funds or my funds, my tax dollars. They hold on to that, and they're like, well, I'm living cool, and I can go to the grocery store. I'm getting my check that I didn't earn and go to the grocery store and spend my money where it holds me up at the grocery store, and then I got to sit here and look at people living better than me getting my money.
County Moore got something to say.
Can I say something?
Yes, you can.
Let me say a little something. How do you know that the people is lazy and not trying to get a job or not going to work or not going to school? How do you know? Where you get that information from?
I just know.
You just know. Oh, he just know. He just pulled it out the air. You watch too much TV. I bet you that's what it is. You watching too much TV.
That internet. You on that
the internet? Is that what it is?
No, he was pulling it from that hair. That's why he bald right there.
See there?
That
wasn't me. That wasn't me. It was good, huh?
that was real.
But as they say, Brother Hawkeye.
So none of you feel like you're being taken advantage of, but being in the workforce.
We didn't say that.
To that. Not me.
But the we got to know where the taking advantage from coming from. Taking advantage of is coming from. You know, you just said you don't know. I mean, you just know, but you don't know where the know's coming from. You know what I mean?
I got a trend.
You don't even know what you mean.
Somebody's got to catch me up. I don't know what you mean.
I was lost
at the first note.
Nobody know what he means.
He don't know.
I think he had a sip in between that right there. He had a couple sips in between that.
But That's why we're on this bus now, you know, because the bus is leading us to the truth.
So what you're saying is I should go to work every day, work my fingers to the bone, work as hard as I possibly can, and then give my money away.
Just on Sunday?
Are you giving your money away, or are you talking about the just tax money?
Sunday. Yeah, just on Sunday.
Tax money. Taxes could be a lot lower if I didn't have to help everybody.
Oh, here we go.
I don't know about that, Hopkins.
We're going to get you a nickname before you get on this bus.
I'm done with you guys with my name.
Look, well, when you hit Pecan, we're talking to you.
Like I said.
There you go.
You guys want me to work my fingers to the bone and give all my money away to people who don't want to work. And that's what I have a problem with. Some people need it, and they're taking away stuff, benefits from people who need it.
Well, what do you think of me as a college student? What about myself? It's kind of hard when you're trying to get educated at the same time and work. Like she said before, you have to have someone help you walk through the door. But that's the same thing as someone that needs help. They might be looking for help, and you might be like, nah, I'm going to close my pockets out to this dude because he ain't paying nothing. I'm paying for everything.
As a college student, if anybody is helping you through college, that's an investment, brother. That's getting you somewhere else to elevate yourself where you could elevate someone else. That's investing into you. You're in college. Some of these people won't even go to school. They sit at home and watch Judge Mathis and Judy and whatever other judges the TV put though. In front of them.
How do you know that? Where are you getting that from?
I just know. I just know. Somebody. Are you telling me that I'm not telling the truth? What I'm saying is not true?
Hiccup. What is wrong with you? Why are you so angry about everything?
Why are you guys so accepting about everything?
Let's take a pause for the cause. You know, Jesus, while he was here on this earth, talked about stuff like that. Money. Wealth. He says the rich man died and the poor man died. But the rich man went where?
I have no idea.
He went to hell. And that poor man went to heaven to be with the Lord. Why? Because he gave from what he had. The rich man gave from what people expect of him.
So I got money. Broke to go to heaven?
No, I didn't say that. But money is the root of all evil. The love of it, not the habit. It's the love of it. Now, you might have a job, and you may be living the kind of life that you might want to live. And somebody who's looking for a job, because there's a lot of people out there looking for work and can't find it, because they're not educated enough to find a job. They're not trained in any kind of trade to get a job. And they can't afford to pay for the training. You have to accept that. When we, the government, because your tax money and mine combine the government and all of ours, if we take that money and train some of these people to get a job, they will have a job. So although I agree with you in some cases, in the general sense, we have to help each other. And that's where all of us come in. Not just you, me, but all of us. Especially those of us on this bus right now. We are on our way to the truth. We are here finding or looking for the truth.
But what is the truth? What is the truth?
How do I know who to help and who not to help?
How do you know who to help and who not to help?
You can ask.
Help everybody.
Ask who?
Help everybody.
Do you go to church?
Solve that problem. Help everybody that needs it.
Do you go to church?
You know the answer to that.
No, that boy ain't never been in the church.
Maybe that's something you might start doing. But there's somebody, maybe somebody at that church you can help to find a job. And then that somebody can help somebody else to find a job. And if one help one, then one help another. And it spreads.
So BD, you're saying that I should help everybody.
No, just that's one not, person.
BD said help everybody.
Just one person.
So help everybody. You don't feel that's throwing your money away. You work hard. You on this bus every day, man.
But I give back to the community. I give back to charities. You know, I don't pick and choose and say, this guy's in that charity, he shouldn't get some of my money. You know, that's not up to me. If he's a fraud, he has to deal with God. He has to pay for that. All I have to do is worry about what I do. As long as I give and do my part, then I get, when I answer them, when I go before judgment, he's going to say, well, what did you do? I'd rather for him to say that and say, I don't know you. You didn't do nothing. You know, so it's better to give than to receive. Have you ever heard that before?
And does this make you happy?
Yes. Giving actually makes me happy. Believe it or not, it makes you try it. Matter of fact, I want to invite you to my church next week.
I'm not coming to your church.
Well, I'm going
to
invite you anyway.
I'm not coming to
your church. Two services, 8 and 10:30. Agape Community Church, come on over. All I can do is invite you. I can't make you come, but I'm going to get some of your questions answered.
And we'll be right back after these messages on the Truth Street Bus.
Todd Carter Productions, or TCP, is a nonprofit 501c3 organization where youth can gain experience in the communication arts as working interns. They are paid for the training to help produce a radio drama radio ready for broadcast within a 21-day schedule. They gain real-time training with experienced actors, directors, musicians, and technicians living in our local community. TCP and Agape Community Church are accomplishing their goal to help our youth. TCP and Agape Community Church are accomplishing their goal to help our young people one heart at a time. For more information on Todd Carter Productions, call 661-341-7171. That's 661-341-7171. Under the theme, Walk in Your Spiritual Authority, the Agape Community Church Senior Pastor Bishop Dr. Todd presents its third annual Women's Conference and Agape Women's Day program on August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Friday, August 3rd at 5 p.m. It's fun night and registration. Registration continues on Saturday, August 4th at 8 a.m. and you can pick up your conference materials, eat a continental breakfast, and go to workshops on knowing your enemy, understanding the power of prayer, a woman's integrity, and the power of praise. Plus, enjoy lunch and a vendor's expo later in the day. Sunday, August 5th at 8 a.m. and the 11 a.m. worship services, Reverend Rebecca Nivens, Executive Pastor of the Evangelistic Missionary Baptist Church of Port Hueneme, California, will be the guest speaker. Ladies, we invite you to bring a friend with you. Tickets for the third annual Women's Conference on Friday and Saturday are only $20. Get your tickets by calling 661-618-9807. That's 661-618-9807. The Agape Community Church is located at 1722 East Lancaster Boulevard in Lancaster.
You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slayer.
And now, back to the Truth Street Bus on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus.
So why you don't want to go to church, man? What's going on? What's up with not going to church, man?
Man, okay. So why would I want to go to a place? First of all, to talk about a God I don't believe in. But there's an old pimp that's in the pulpit at your church that is up there breathing hard, screaming, take four offerings, lock up the doors, won't let you out when they take an offering.
That ain't church, everybody's church.
Church, only, yeah, church is only church. About only yeah. there for what you can give it. The church is supposed to be a place that's good for people. And the church ain't nothing but horrible for people. People I know that go to church come out miserable and worse off than they were than when they went to church. So well, why would
okay,
I go to your
okay,
church?
Okay, Hawkeye. Slow it down a little. Yeah. I think you're running a little bit.
Don't start breathing hard, okay? I don't want to hear, and the Lord said,
he running away and joining the that's, circus.
Send them to BD church. Just go to church with BD. They don't do that over there. I've been there.
Come to church. Come to church with us on Sunday.
My pastor is not like that. My pastor is loving, and he makes things relatable to himself to let you know he came from this. So he, because there's a lot of issues that he had, that like anger and things that he talks about openly, because I'm one of them people. It's very easy to come out, and I'm praying to get out of that. So you just have to find a church that relates to you the way it relates to me. And even if you don't like it, come and see anyone. You just say no without even trying to get the experience.
Let me ask you, what kind of car your pastor drive?
He drive an old Jaguar, almost as old as me.
And let me tell you, my
that's old.
Hold up, look at me here. Nobody needs your little input, little bit.
And first of all,
throw some oil on her real quick.
First of all,
I'm gonna throw some at her too. I got my slide on shoes.
My pastor's not a big pimp. He's a little short dude. Okay.
Went from the big pimp to the short
right first. And he ain't no pimp. He's a man of God. Okay, now I don't know what kind of church you've been going to, but I kind of resent you saying that about my pastor. Okay? He's a man of God, he's a man of Christ. He's speaking to them, they know him. You come and find out for yourself before you judge. Can you do that? Can you do that?
I'm sorry, I gotta interject here.
Hawkeye.
Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry.
Paper bag me.
You know what? I can't let this go by. The church is a hospital. We are all sinners. And the church is for all the sinners to go to fill up. And we are saved by grace. We are all sinners. There's nobody perfect there. We've all been through something. Hawkeye, Hiccup.
What have you got to lose?
You had it right the first time.
I'm sorry. I don't know why Hiccup is in my mind.
Sanctuary.
It's all in sipping.
Sanctuary. I'm going to call you Sister Sanctuary.
Hey, I'll take it.
Tell me over there hiccuping.
Sister Olive Oil. That's your name. Sister Olive Oil.
Sounds good to me.
And we can fry some fish in it later.
Mm-hmm. I'm saving it with my cap over here.
I read somewhere. I remember when I used to read the Bible all the time back in the day. But it was saying that whoever turns a sinner from error of their ways will save them from death and cover a multitude of sins. That means a whole bunch.
Preach.
A whole bunch of sins can be wiped off you if you come to the right place. And they try to tell you to come to his place, his church, and try it out.
If
just
I go
try
to
the
church, will it help the sin in your breath right now?
Yes.
Yeah, that might be. I'm sorry, bro. You know.
Hey, you know they got mints when you walk in, so you can just put, you know, bag a couple mints.
That's why I like to go there, because they got mints.
And bring them on the bus. You know?
Yeah, I didn't bring none this time. But
how long
some...
has it been since you've been to church?
When the last time I've been to church?
Since the last time church?
About 6 months. I've been trying to get him to come there, but he won't come because he owed me money. I know that's why he won't come.
Don't tell everybody that. Then they won't lend me none.
But you go, I'll go.
All right. All right. He can come by when the bus and pick you up and take you over there. That's a deal.
So I'll be looking for both of y'all this Sunday.
That's a deal.
8 o'clock.
Right. That's
you
a
go,
deal.
I go.
Service. That's 8 o'clock service.
You don't show
I
up.
I want to go.
You don't show up.
Come.
I'm not going.
You can come, yeah, Sister Sanctified. I won't even mind.
I'll take a bath for that.
New bottle of oil just for you.
Hey, County Morgue is going to go to church on Sunday.
I'll take a bath.
County Morgue is going to church on Sunday.
I'll go.
County Morgue, I'll come pick you up myself.
Thank you, preacher.
I'll come pick you up myself.
But you know,
County
if you ride
Morgue
with the preacher, man, you're going to be there all day.
That's all right. I know that most of them churches have meals after the
oh,
service
is
over.
Oh, so you want to eat it? You want to eat?
You get County free fried chicken
some,
over
get
there.
Some hey, County spiritual Morgue food.
And some
and then some
physical.
Real physical food. Man, you can't beat that. I mean, you be anointed then.
And full
inside and out.
If you come next Sunday, County Morgue, it ain't Communion Sunday.
That's all right. I'll be straight.
I want to go and do a little something here. Just for a minute, County Morgue. Just for a minute. You started it just now. You started that.
I remembered that from way back.
Who ever turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save them from death. Cover over a multitude of sins. Let me read you something, my brother. You're younger than me, so I consider you my little brother, okay?
You need to listen to me. I'm your big brother. This plea came from a concerned older brother in my neighborhood and was directed to a younger sibling who was moving farther away from him and the older child's comfortable. But you running so far away from God, and I'm your big brother, and I'm telling you that you're running away from God. God is calling you because something has happened to you that caused you to go away from him. But he's calling you back. So I'm your big brother, I'm being a big brother, and I'm inviting you to come back to church. Just come to church.
I'm just going
to
go.
I just want you to listen to it, okay? Come with count. I'm picking him up, and if you're there, I'll just pick you up too. Same time. How about that?
I'm going to make it easy. We're going to kill a couple birds with one stone.
With two stones.
You come to my place. Just holler up. I'm on the third floor. Just holler up so I can put all the valuables away. I will let you come up and take a shower.
I was going to ask you.
And then we can go.
See, he acting godly already.
Yeah.
And I come to your house and pick both of you up.
That's all love.
I remember, I believe.
Stephen Lee.
You just don't know it. Yeah,
you don't know.
You don't know it. This is godly.
Once Sister Sanctified put some oil on him, that
keep
boy will know
your oil to yourself.
She good at sneaking it in there. She'll touch you in a heartbeat, and she done already put some oil on her hands.
Don't tell my secrets.
Splash, splash, brother.
That's a sucker.
BD, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Can you pick us up? We all gonna go. We all need transportation because we won't fit in one car.
I can definitely do that.
We can take the Truth Street bus to the church.
Take the Truth Street bus. Just be on the bus line now. You know, I can't zigzag in and out of all these streets because these people drive crazy around here. But I can.
I'm going to send somebody on message to you now. You ain't even paying attention.
I can come early and get you, but I can't leave my route now. So if you're on one of my stops, I got you.
So we all going to take the bus on Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're
going to
take the bus.
Can you do me a favor? If you see me running, waving, can you stop, please?
No, we want to see you run that 90 again, brother. Man, that was a good run.
Stop this time.
You people are cold.
See, by you offering me a shower, a bath, whatever you got, a wash rag.
I'll even feed you.
See there?
Breakfast.
See?
You can have breakfast.
Oh, see? God said to take care of the orphans and the widows and the oppressed.
And the poor.
The poor. That's doing godly stuff.
You guys said that.
And even those living on the street.
You guys said we should want to help each other.
Yes.
That's right.
So this is me. Because I've been with you for a couple weeks now.
That's a godly
this
move.
This is me wanting to be a help to you.
I appreciate that. That's
amen,
a godly
amen, brother.
Move. You told me last week that you loved me.
That's right.
And I want to show you that love back.
Oh.
That's love, man. See, that's what I was talking about.
Hey,
earlier.
Sister Sanctified, let me hear that hiccup.
Uh-oh. But what I want to know is, are you going to feed all of us then? Because I can go for some grits myself.
Listen, what's your name? Since you can't get my name right, whatever.
I can get your name right for lady. Some grits.
Listen, lady, this is a conversation between myself and the stinky man.
But see, that's the thing. You're talking to him about food, and then you spoke to my hungry man, so therefore, I want some food, too.
And then since she says she wants some food, we might as well jump
in. We might as well all just come to your house for some food.
If we all riding on the same bus, I can come early, and we can stop and eat some grits.
Hey. Grits and eggs and bacon.
Hey, can we get some fish with that?
I don't know how to make grits.
Shrimp and grits. I do.
Now you want to use my kitchen, too?
I'll use my pot and some water.
I have a one-bedroom apartment.
That's big enough.
If you all would like to come for breakfast, we can make it a potluck, and somebody can bring grits so I don't
burn
up.
No, grits got to be fresh. They don't taste right warmed up, so we got
to
cook them.
You just want to make this difficult. I'm trying to be good.
Calm down.
Calm yourself. Connor, you got some of that wine with you because he is over there getting all worked up.
No. He needs Jesus. So we need Sister Sanctified. Need to
sneak some oil on him.
Pray for him or something. You know.
I'm going to hit him and then that way he's good.
Leave
the man alone, y'all.
Look, I have I'm trying to be a good individual right now. I'm trying to be nice. I agreed to go to church somewhere that I don't believe is going to do anything, something that I believe is pointless in this world. I agreed to go to church. I also agreed, or I also said that I would let you come to my home after I put my valuables away, put all my money away.
What are you trying to say?
And let you take a shower.
Final stop, Revolutionary Road coming up. Final stop. Get ready, final stop.
I offered you breakfast. Now everybody want to come, so everybody can come. Just let's make it a potluck.
Okay, we can do that. Everybody, we're going to do a potluck.
Thank you for being here.
Questions and some answers. You can take a journey with us. There's so many different people you can talk to when you're riding on that Truth Street bus. When you're riding on the Truth Street bus. When you're riding on that old Truth Street.
I hope you have enjoyed this episode of the Truth Street Bus. Tune in on the fourth Sunday of every month to hear the next episode. Mark your calendars to join us on August 26, 2018 at 8 a.m. If you want to hear this episode again, go to www.gospelforjesus.com. Podcasts of the play will be posted there for your listening pleasure anytime, anywhere in the world on your listening device. You can also follow us on Facebook at Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. The Truth Street Bus is an Agape Community Church and TCP production and is sponsored by TCP Productions, Bishop's Mobile Tax Service in Palmdale, Ivanka Farabee's Insurance, and the Agape Community Church. For more information on the sponsors, call 661-949-1912. That's 661-949-1912. Please send all comments, good or bad, to Todd Carter Productions at todd.carter.productions.inc@gmail.com. Once again, that's todd.carter.productions.inc@gmail.com. Going to leave you with Call Me by Alice Hicks. I pray, my brothers and sisters, that God will bless you, your family, and everyone around you. Bye-bye.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Call his name.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus. One day with Jesus, he saved my sin-sick soul. I have a life ever changed since he filled me with the Holy Ghost.
Thank him, thank him, thank him.
I wanna holy, holy. He's worthy, he's worthy. Call his name. He's everything you want. He's everything you need. He's everything.